due to a popular demand, aka one friend, who asked me to put together a series of shiurim on the Sefer Biyam Darkecha, which is a Sefer that many individuals sprinkled around Klal Yisrael, you bump into them once in a while, they're learning the Svarim of Rav Ishmael Morgenstern from Eretz Yisrael. Great Svarim to get your hands on. Very practical ideas how to take the pnimius, the depths of Torah, the world of Hasidus and Kabbalah, to be able to bring it down to the practical day-to-day, the language of Emunah, the language of HaKadosh Baruch Hu running our lives, and what our avodah is in this world. So it's a fascinating sefer. The truth is, it requires introduction, which we'll save for a different time. If you look at the Tochein Ananim, the table of contents, you'll see there are many topics here that are not typically learned. The concept of sleep, Shena, Taiva, Taira, Tefillah, Teshuva, Achila, eating, Bittel, Gaiva. So many different parts of life, the day-to-day life. And he also has Svarim on the Yom Tovim. There's a great, excellent Sefer on Pesach coming up. So maybe we'll switch off and do some Pesach in Yanim as well. I want to jump ahead to page Resh Pei Beis, the topic of Bitachon. Why this topic? It seems to be the hot topic in people's lives, especially on today's economic environment, for many different reasons. But Emunah books and Bitachon books are flying off the shelves, which is a good sign. It's a good sign that people are turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in times of distress, in times of pachad. So he begins the chapter of Bitachon, the Maimer of Bitachon, with the pasuk which we say, Matzoy Shabbos, Kel Yeshuasi, Eftach, V'loy Efcha, that Hashem, my Savior, Eftach, I'm going to have Bitachon in you, V'loy Efcha, and I won't have fear. And if you look at Psukim, it would seem that the opposite of Pachad, of fear, is Bitachon, and the opposite of Bitachon is fear. And if you look in the Chovas HaVavos, it in fact says along these lines that the point of Bitachon is Menucha, tranquility, which is the opposite of Pachad, of fear. So let's see the beginning. I will point out, this requires a Hakdama, introduction. The Svarim are written on it seems to be simple ideas, but simplicity doesn't necessarily mean it's easy. Like the Maral says, we know Ma Hashem Lekecha Dorish Meimach Kim Leiro Yisai to Dorish Meimach Kim Leiro Yisai, to fear him. And the Gemara asks, is Yerushimayim such a small thing? So the Gemara says, yeah, it is taka small. So the Gemara talks about Moshe Rabbeinu, but the Maral says that it's not an easy thing, but it's simple. Just realize that God is in charge. And that's it. There's nothing more to it. It's not complicated. It's a simple thing. So many of the Svarim and many of the Torahs that Rav Ishmael discusses, it's simple ideas in the sense that everything's Emunah, Bitachon, and HaKadosh Baruch is in charge. But for those that know and are in the trenches, we understand it's a lifetime of work to take these ideas and bring it into our lives. But this is the only way to do it, to learn, to understand, and to picture what the avodah is. So let's jump into it. Ha-pachad, ma'al ha-pachad, what is fear? So ha-pachad u'davar kasha, pachad is something very difficult and challenging. U'kushabah b'chayzik, when it comes on a person in a strong way, humamish mishatek as adam, it could silence a person, it could put a person out of his norm. Ki kasha adam shemeh shmuz al-davarim shalom lova yalov, when a person hears news on things that are happening to him, when he hears and he sees proof, that they're proving this is what's going to happen, this is what's going to be. This person's going to be in charge, will be the president, will change the war, whatever the situation is, he is inclined to enter into a state of fear. Because according to his understanding, Zenachon, it's true, this is what's going to happen. Then he starts beginning to think unhealthy thoughts. Who knows? What's going to be with me? So he hears a bad report, a medical report, or his boss tells him, that's it, you're going to get fired. Things that are prone to happen, things that are being told to him are coming up in his life. And it could be about a doctor. Doctors tell him, you're sick, you're not going to have children, whatever the situation is. And he turns and he becomes fearful of the facts, facts on the ground, raya's to the rayim, there are proofs to it, and he ends up in a state of pacha. Now, I will point out, in parentheses here, that there is a concept of clinical anxiety, and we're not dealing with that. We're talking about healthy people, otherwise healthy people, but now they feel this pachad, and it could be in panosa challenges and shidduchim challenges. So he says like this, "Vini ha-pachad nevei metoch machshava." The pachad is coming from the idea, the thought, "Sheyesh kan eza adam," that there is someone here, a kol davar acher, there is something here, "Sheroit," that wants, "V'yachol," and has the capability, "L'hara," to do bad to me. That something else in this world or someone can harm me. So he says, and this is based on the sheet of most Rishonim. If this was a philosophical shir, we could go into other Rishonim that discuss this concept. Can a person harm you? Does he have the ability? Does free will allow Reuven to harm Shimon? So most of the Svarim say no. And this is based on the Sefer HaChinuch in the halachis of taking nekama. He says, the reason why you should not take nekama on another person is because that person was simply a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, he is wrong for doing it. He made the wrong decision. He's going to get punished for his bechira, to do the wrong thing, for hurting you. But why would you take it out on him? You're not supposed to punish someone. And in fact, it's just a message from God. So, in Ois Beis, V'atshuva l'fachad hu koyach ha-bitachad. The response, the healthy response to fear, we might use the term anxiety, but it's not the right term due to the clinical definition that people typically associate with anxiety. But the we'll call for basic health, for healthy people, the minor anxiety, the minor fear, that the response to that is betachon, is trust. Shuteitza shalamuna behira. That is outspring, an outgrowth of emuna. Meaning, if you don't have emuna, you don't believe that God is in charge of everything, and you don't believe in this chinuch, and the way the Rishonim explain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the kol yachol, if you don't believe in that, so then how could you trust? What are you trusting in? People trust. You trust in something, and that something has to have the capability of doing. So you drive a car, you trust that the car is going to work. But if you don't trust in the car, then you're not going to be without pachad while driving. So, you have to know. So it's very important to have these fundamental ideas of emunah down pat. That person has to know that everything's biyad Hashem Yisbarach. Anything that happens in this world, even the smallest thing, seemingly insignificant, nasas rak b'achlota, with the permission of a koyach shelo Yisbarach, and through the strength of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rego shezeh bar l'adam. Once this is clear to a person, ein lo yishum pachad mishum davar. So if he lives in this clarity, then he will not fear anything, kimaven, because he understands. She'in laf echad koyach. Who are you afraid of? You're afraid of this soldier, this boss, this doctor. V'liyachol avi la'adam nezek. A person cannot get harmed. Mishum davar shavolam al rak mashem yisbarach shalach oisai. Only if God sent it. V'ashem yisbarach. Now, what about being fearful of God Himself? You shouldn't fear if you had this emunah. V'ashem yisbarach oisai kol atayv. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is good. And the way the Chazon Ish explains, so the way to combat the pachad is realize that this is good. It's all part of the plan. This is part of we just had Purim, part of the Igeres, part of the letter. I didn't finish the story yet, so I don't know how it's l'toiv, and maybe I'll never know how and why Hashem did this. But if you know that this is the plan, there's nothing you can do about it anyways. So there's nothing to be afraid of. That's the way the Chazon Ish explains this concept, and On a basic level, it seems to be a simple concept. Obviously, practically, it is very difficult for a person to remind themselves of it. But this is the way to fight pachad, is through betachon. Chomash nira shemishu etzliach lasos. And whatever appears as if this person, Yanim, he was matzliach, ukili yesh lekoyach, he has koyach, he was successful in harming me or anything in life, zulay hatzlacha shalei, that's not his hatzlacha, elo zek kara, ki kacha yiras Hashem Yisbarach, this happened because that is what God wanted, that's what Hashem wanted. And they say, from the Beis Halevi, I think it's in the Sefer as well, I don't know if he explains it in detail, that we view the world the wrong way. We say that the reason why Reuven became wealthy is because he had the opportunity to go to this university, or he had an opportunity to join this group, the startup, and that's how that idea took off, and that's how he became wealthy. So he says that's incorrect. The way we should view it is Hashem wanted Reuven to become wealthy. Now, there's a million different ways how Hashem could have, unlimited ways, how Hashem could set up that Reuven becomes wealthy. The way that Hashem chose for Reuven to become wealthy, because that, again, that was the end goal, Hashem wanted Reuven to be wealthy, was that he should be set up with these different schools, these different investors, startup opportunities, and that's how he became wealthy, or he was born into a wealthy family. And you could apply this to Shidduchim or anything else. The reason why the person went to this yeshiva or whatever it is, met the Shai, is because Hashem wanted him to marry this girl. Not that the reason why he married the girl is because he was born into a wealthy family or because he grew up on that street and that Shadchanuim and grew up with him. No, Hashem wanted him to marry the girl. And that's why he set up all these other things. So, Hashem put it, he made the world in a hester that people should think, and it should appear to the naked eye that this is why he was successful. In order that there should be this nisayin, that we should have bechira in life, and we should, there could be a mistake to be made. Hashem created a world where there is an option, so to say, there is a way where a person could deny God, could deny God's existence, or deny God's influence on every single second. So that's how Hashem created the world. That gives a person the ability to choose, to make toiv or ra. The whole Yehudi yodeh b'bir she'ein ha'mavadeh, everyone knows that ein ha'mavadeh, ein la'af echem en avram metzias v'kiyam. So a Yid has to live like this, that yodeh b'bir, afilu rega echad, even one moment. Everything is reliant on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say in Asher Yatzar, we allude to the fact, without Hashem pumping oxygen or pumping blood, whatever muscle you want to give, and we understand this concept. So there is no man or any power in this world who can do anything to him unless Hashem wants this to happen. So therefore, shouldn't be afraid at all, because to be afraid of the person himself, there's no person that has any kayach. He could try all he wants. If Hashem doesn't want it to happen, a bullet is going to miss. The gun will malfunction. He won't make it on time. He will totally not know where to go. And to be, because it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not to be afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the sense that maybe, or to be nervous, to be scared something's going to happen, you have to remind yourself that everything Hashem does, Hakol l'tayva. Well, the chizik in the brackets of the chizik ha'agrosh hazayis to strengthen this feeling. Toivah, see, gives a practical etza. Toivah l'tzayah l'atzim ha'chshavtei. So you should picture in your mind this emes, eich shebechol rega, every moment, hanivra ha'mafchid misbatim tziyasei. The one who's scaring you, he every moment he's basically dead, v'nelam, and he's gone. V'akach hu mischadish lo'id rega. Then Hashem pumps in another second, so now he's back to life. So really, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu manipulating him and giving him the koyach to do anything. So don't be afraid of the human being. You should sharpen this reality. The more a person reminds himself of these things, the more he takes action that reflects his understanding of these things. Not to get upset when things spill, when things don't go his way, when whatever else happens in life, when things happen, it's easier to work on it with smaller things. It gives you a chance, a fighting chance, when bigger things happen in life, to be able to remember and understand that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rak Hu Metzias Hamiti, only Him. Everything is Hashem. Ve'ein oid melvadoi kalal. There is nothing else, as we say in Aleinu, Efes Zulasa, zero. As Rav Melech Biderman says, zero. Nothing else. There's nothing else. There's nothing else besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So no one had the koyach to leave. At home, you could have these issues. Leave the refrigerator open, to not purchase the dessert you really wanted. And I'm giving silly examples, but all these things that bother us in life on a day-to-day basis, the person who borrowed our car and returned it and the gas was empty, or whatever it is, it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a person should not let these things bother him. The smaller things are easier for a person to remind himself, Einan Mavad Klav. The Yiskor Nishimemer Shabachol Tnuah Tnuah. Every moment, every movement, Sham Alufa Shalom. There exists a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Bein Adam Noike. That's by the mat. The person does not move his finger on this world. Elam Kin Nigzer Alav Lamala. Unless it was heavenly decreed Lamala from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the more a person increases this understanding, and he speaks like this, and he davens, I should have this feeling, and I should get to a point where I see that everything that you do is l'tayva, and it will start knocking down the level of pachad he has. Because everything is dependent on the clarity of amunah he has, the more a person merits to recognize and to feel, but mitzias Hashem is barbi b'hiris, to have a clarity that everything is from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The lyrus is oreh shebechol davar, and to see the Hashem's light in everything, and realize everything that happens in this world is only based on Hakadosh Baruch Hu's desire. So azai. Then kol ha'choyches ha'mafchidin nirin loy kebubos mischak. It looks like toys. It looks like a joke. The whole thing, it's bubbles that you could pop, or maybe it's balloons. I'm not sure what it means, but it's all a joke. There's nothing to be afraid of. This is all a test. Some people like to view it as a test, or to view it as a skit, as a movie set, whatever works for you. But the point is that you remember that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This boy named Benisi Yitzchak Mitzrayim, and he's giving it practical etzes. So one etzah he already gave was to imagine that whatever's bothering you doesn't really exist, and Hashem is giving it chiyas every second, so it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And another etzah he said is just remember that every single thing in it is, every tenua, every movement in this world is from Hashem. Now he says, V'toiv, this boy named Benisi Yitzchak Mitzrayim, recommended to be misbinding, to think, to contemplate all the nisim of Yisrael Mitzrayim, v'shar nisim sha'asa Hashem Yisparach l'Yisrael, all the nisim throughout the Darius, whether it's Megillas Esther, or it could be the great stories we have. There's so many stories out there. Doesn't mean it's going to happen to you. The story where the person who missed a flight and the plane crashed, all the different stories that we have, these are tools to help a person remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Kol Yachol, v'hem hera eskoyed v'chazi yad ha'gdoyla, v'eich kol anashim im klum gomer mamish, how people are nothing, a human being is nothing. Look, efes, so lasli, k'moy she'amar akosu, l'man tesar b'ozim b'incha, v'en b'incha, esa sher salati munsayim, v'esa soysa esha samti vam. So there's a fulfillment of the Pasuk to talk about these things. V'hu yisbarach yasli gam lonu nisim, ki lo yitoish Hashem amboi, v'nacha losi lo yazayv. So Amram, again, so he says it's good to contemplate all the nisim, and that helps strengthen one's emunah as well. But for sure, a person should daven and have in mind shniskesh and ask from a Kadosh Baruch Hu that we should be zeicher she's Kadosh Mayis Baruch. V'nira beinenu kim apasa kim etzeischem at the time erenu neflois. Meaning, even though right now we can't see a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we have to bring ourselves through all these, working on ourselves, learning the sugyas, and remembering all these different things to be able to see Kadosh Baruch Hu, but realize that the ultimate goal of this is really we want Hashem to be nearer ba'ayin, that everyone should see in the open. It should no longer be Aster Panam. Let's look at the footnote Tav Tzadi Dalad. So this is going on what he said. When a person realizes that everything is from the Koyach of Kadosh Baruch Hu, then he would not fear anything. So Tav Tzadidal, ki be'emes ha'koyach urak shel Hashem Yisbarach, that in reality, everything is from Hashem. V'chol anoshim v'chol ha'koyaches, all people and all strengths in this world, mitzad atzmusam, heim kebubos ha'omdes l'nanua v'afilu zeh heim inam. It's like bubbles that are not moving, but even that, they are not. Havei nechshav v'pashus, mefachatim. Who are they afraid of? Me'anoshim sheberega echad, they are people that at one moment yichoyim lekabel don't believe that they could get a heart attack. In a second, we saw this with the Turkish minister. Boom, he's gone. A second later, the point is to have a greater kiddush Hashem later on. That only he's in charge. And the more that a person becomes anxious about things, the more that people fear a certain thing, then when that thing is toppled down, she's got echa kol dimyon veilem shum koy chamiti kol koy harav gadashim esbarach kachat sachok aleim yigdol. The joke, ozim olis choyk pinu, is going to be greater. Kach kovet shmaim yisrabe, and through that there'll be a greater kovet shmaim. So then tavtad hey gam toiv she gitzayir la atzmoi shem havaya. It's also beneficial for a person to picture for himself the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'yachshav, V'yovim, V'yagrish, Hashem Yisbarach, Mahava HaKol. Hashem is the one who is in charge of everything, runs, operates the world. V'ein Shem Koyach Chutz Menu, and there's no Koyach outside of Him. So Be'ez Hashem will continue in a few days or a week, and Be'ez Hashem will be able to go through many parts of the Sefer B'yam Darkecha. Yashir Koyach.